This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Look, a message here, Macca. Your op-ed and your discussion would rule out Presbyterian, Catholics, Jews and Muslims, etc. from the board of Essendon. No, it doesn't. What it rules out is people who hold views that are hateful and that are discriminatory. If they want to belong to an organisation that espouses those views, go ahead, right? Don't belong to an organisation that doesn't support those views. Anyone can, you know, be on the board of Essendon. Anyone can be on the board of an organisation. But don't try and make views that are diametrically opposed to the views of the organisation you're wanting to join. Oil and water don't mix. All that happens is you'll slip and fall on your ass. Nevena.
Macca, there's been some really interesting developments in the Attorney General whistleblower stoush. So the Human Rights Law Centre is now calling on Attorney General Mark Dreyfus KC to discontinue the unjust prosecution of tax office whistleblower Richard Boyle. So this is something that's been happening for the last few years. And what this really brings forward is that whistleblowers should be protected and not prosecuted.
Absolutely. And I remember when Adele Ferguson talked about this many years ago on this show, about this very case, about this very matter. And, you know, we've got a situation where the government is going to legislate for an integrity commission. Well, I would have thought, to be honest, part of having an integrity commission and giving that commission the power to investigate, a lot of the things that are going to come to that commission are going to come from whistleblowers. So if you're going to allow a prosecution to proceed that punishes people for standing up for what is right and what is honest, then you're going to have a problem with an integrity commission if the same rules are going to apply.
And it's deeply ironic that it's happening in that same week. But what this really underscores is that these people take on the burden of public interest.
Yes.
This Richard Boyle has exposed some gross doings by the Australian Tax Office, and he's not the first whistleblower to come forward. But this is just such a fascinating example of how the law hasn't been tested before and is being fully used against him, against an individual who exposed corruption, who exposed alleged wrongdoing, and is now feeling all of that weight crushing on him.
Yeah, it's, you know, the only way that public institutions and private institutions are held to account is there needs to be transparency. There needs to be integrity. There needs to be rules. And when you reduce transparency and you reduce the ability of people to bring matters to attention, whether it's in a football club, whether it's about the tax office, you know, doesn't matter what it's about, if you make it harder for people to speak up, and when they do speak up, they're going to be penalised, they're going to be discriminated against, they might be taken to court, they might even go to jail. Well, you're not actually supporting transparency. You're actually saying, there's nothing to see here, it's all okay, you can do what you want, you can be as dodgy as whatever, you can enforce the tax law in a way that the intent was never that.
And it's part of a very worrying trend in Australia where Transparency International have a corruption index, Macca.
Yes.
And this reports that Australia is currently in 18th place, scoring just 73 points out of a 100-point scale. So we have dropped down 12 points since 2012, more than any other OECD country apart from Hungary, which I don't want Australia to have any parallels with.
Victor.
And that index is not simply showing a list of which countries more or less are corrupt, but it also shows an evaluation of their current anti-corruption efforts. A few years ago, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison claimed that anti-corruption reform was a fringe issue.
It is.
And now it's been brought into the fore. And the interesting thing about this is when we think about whistleblowing, people seem to have a limited view about it. Brittany Higgins could be considered to be a whistleblower.
Fringe issue.
Fringe issue. Most talked about issue of the last year, fringe. Richard Boyle is a whistleblower. Julian Assange is a whistleblower.
Witness X.
Is a whistleblower.
And, you know, government, you know, has an all governments of all persuasions have an interest in shutting down transparency. When they're in opposition, of course, you know, they want everything to be open. When they're in government, oh, well, you know, it's national security. No, no, look, commercial inconfidence. Reality is you either believe in it or you don't. And this is a test for our new federal government. You want your anti-corruption commission to have teeth. You want it to actually be so, you know, to stop corruption. Then whistleblower protections need to be enhanced, enforced, and respected. Don't chase people down in the courts. Don't wear them down with high placed, you know, senior counsel, QCs, KCs, depending on which state, right? You know, thousands and thousands of dollars an hour to break these people, to ruin their lives because they stood up. Now, someone stands up and says something that's untrue, that is, you know, a different matter. We don't get to decide, you know, it hasn't been decided whether these allegations regarding the tax office are true or not. You know why? Because they don't want it to go to court. They just want to shut it down.
Interestingly, Macca, three inquiries have vindicated the importance of these revelations about the ATO, and Boyle claims his disclosures were all made in the public interest and that whistleblower protections should apply. So what the Human Rights Law Centre is calling on now is for Attorney General Dreyfus to intervene on his behalf.
He should. He had no trouble intervening in Witness X and other matters, and I'm sure he's also been consulted about the return of the mothers and the children from Syria. Mark Dreyfus, you know, has a great history. He's a great believer in the rule of law and equity under law. Hey, Mark, reinforce witness protection. Make the National Corruption Commission actually able to do its job. Because if people can't go to that commission and tell them what they know and what they've seen going on, you might as well not have one.
And the message to Mark Dreyfus is here. We need to protect and not prosecute whistleblowers.
What an interesting concept.
The law to actually help people.
Look, if you don't allow a system where people can come forward and talk about bad things that are happening, you know, where companies or individuals or the government are doing things that are not in the public interest and that are illegal, then, you know, how are we ever going to rid our society of corruption? We're number 18.
And we're going down. We've only been going down
Who are we chasing to the bottom? Do you know who number 19 or 20 is?
Oh, I'm sure they're not good, Macca. I'm sure they're not good.
Imagine falling 12 places.
Imagine being on par with Hungary when it comes to corruption, anti-corruption, integrity in politics. Given what's happened in the last couple of years, perhaps that's not too surprising, but it's not something that we should be striving for. We used to be right up there, Macca, right up there with Finland, but now New Zealand is leapfrogging over us.
What?
That should inspire Mark Dreyfus. We can't be done across the ditch.
Yeah, we can't be done over by the Kiwis. It's not cricket.
It's not Pavlova.
It's not Pavlova.
And equally, Macca, so the Human Rights Law Centre is also urging the Albanese government to reform the Public Disclosure Act and establish a whistleblower protection. So this Boyle case and the prosecution of David McBride, who blew the whistle on alleged war crimes in Afghanistan, really have come to underscore the shortcomings of the legislation and the lack of support for whistleblowers in our country.
Yes. You wonder, you know, I look at, and whistleblowing affects everyone. think about some of the practices that have taken place and still take place in greyhound racing. Would they have seen light of day unless people felt comfortable in coming forward and talking about them? And of course, you know, governments, oh yes, look, we've got a process in place, you know, we've probably got a white paper, a pink paper, a green paper.
A blue paper,
you know. The reality is whistleblowers form a very, very important role in a civil society and a society where we can trust the institutions. It mustn't be done with malice. It must be factual. It must stand rigour. But the people who have the courage to come forward, sometimes at risk of their employment and their safety.
And their livelihood.
Their livelihood. They need to be protected. And it's not a political thing. It's actually about what's right. It's pretty simple stuff.
Very simple. And we've seen the legacy of this not only in America but across the world when we think about the world of tobacco, when we think about what's on our pots and pans.
Yes.
That would not have come forward and changed the way we fundamentally lived, our safety, if it wasn't for whistleblowers.
Do you reckon I'm gaga because my mother used aluminium saucepans?
I don't think it's for that reason, but I think you're a little bit gaga, Macca.
It could be. Interesting story, though, isn't it, about the aluminium saucepans? Eh? You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I am Macca. My co-host is Nevin Asparoska.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.